Bernie's Best Mix, 5:58, 7B Your Breakfast. Let's check in with Richard Pascoe, our TalkTech expert. You can catch him at talktech.com.au. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Lee. Great day as always.
It certainly is, and you've got some interesting news for those thinking about buying a new Mac.
Yes, we should see an announcement from Apple any week now. So you know, if you're thinking about buying a new MacBook and you know, a MacBook Pro, so they're the portable laptops from Macs. We haven't seen a big update for especially the MacBook Pro for quite a while now. We should see some new ones in October. That's the hot rumor coming down. So if you're thinking about buying one, I need you just to hold off and wait until they announce it. Now, if you've always wanted a Mac as well, Lee, and we know they're a bit more expensive, don't we?
They can be, yes.
So what you need to do is go to apple.com.au, go all the way down to the bottom of the page, and you will see the Mac Refurb Store down the bottom. Now, what the Mac Refurb Store does, it actually sells refurbished Macs, and there's nothing wrong with them at all, but you can save hundreds of dollars in price. So it's a really good thing to think of, especially if you want to buy a new Mac.
It's a great way to save a few bucks, but still get a good quality product at the same time.
That's exactly right. And full guarantee, as with always, and Apple are very good with their guarantees.
It won't lead you into any troubles. Speaking of troubles, oh dear, the troubles go on for Yahoo email.
Look, they do, and you remember me saying a few weeks ago that if you really had a Yahoo email address, you really need to go along and start moving it, because all the email addresses and passwords were actually leaked onto the internet. People are still ignoring the password thing as well. You know, I did a talk the other week, and there were several people there. They decided it doesn't matter, but got to say, your passwords are being used and known on the internet now, so it's a matter of time before somebody else goes along and gets into that account. So make sure you change your password. But now it turns out that Yahoo was also handing over all your emails willy-nilly to the US government as well. The troubles do go on for Yahoo. I'm a big believer in Gmail, and Google are doing the right thing by you, keeping you secure. But what you can do is with your old Yahoo email is go in the back end of it and forward all your email to Google once you've set up that account. And they also handle spam far better than Yahoo do. So just encouraging people, make the move away from Yahoo.
Make the move onto Gmail. All right. And there's a great app at about two from Microsoft, Office Lens.
Office Lens. So you can put it onto your iOS device, so your iPhone or your Android phone. Now, what it allows you to do is it allows you to go along, and we all got documents and things we've got lying around. You actually take a photo of the document. It'll convert, if it's handwritten as well, it'll convert it into text as well. You can save it as a Word document. It'll upload it to your OneDrive account. You can go along and take copies of business cards as well. It will save all the contact details, trim them all up so you can go along and save them. Or, you know, if you're in business, capture that picture of the whiteboard or share your meeting notes with co-workers. It's free. It does a really good job. And I love the optical character recognition where it converts handwriting. Works really well. It's free from Microsoft.
It's clever, versatile, and it's free. So check that out. And we can catch you, of course, at adelaidetechguy.com.au, talktech.com.au, and we'll whack it up on our breakfast page at 7bu.com.au. You have a top week then, Richard Pascoe, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
No worries. Look forward to it, Lee.